Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, here we are, Eno, 2 weeks into the baseball season, and the San Diego Padres sitting with the best record in all of baseball. Even the Padres fans here in San Diego, a little bit surprised by that. Good morning. We're feeling pretty good, though.
Yeah. Not great injury news over the weekend, though.
No, Mike Shildt did say yesterday that both were doing better and expects them back into the lineup tomorrow. So, you know, who knows how long, if, you know, could be lingering. Just because they're playing doesn't mean they're playing at 100%. But hopefully no injury list stints for anyone other than Jackson Merrill, who's already there.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as that swing looked for Fernando Tatis Jr., I guess I was a little bit heartened to hear him say afterwards that he'd felt something like this before, like working out. So, you know, I mean, it's something he's dealt with before, at least.
Yeah, it's the labrum potentially that could be the issue. And you would hate it. It would be, I think for us, you know, it would feel a little bit like a torpedo sinking the ship if Fernando Tatis Jr. goes down. Now, they've won without him before. They have done that. But it's not something I want to face, the prospect of going 152 more, or 100 whatever, 48 more games without that kid out in right field, especially with the start that he's had. And, you know, my opinion is you give him as much time as he needs to get right, and no need to rush him back right now. The team seems to be playing well the last couple of days without him, you know. But, yeah, it would certainly be a huge, huge blow to this team moving forward.
Yeah, but, you know, the good news is Crone's going to be back in there pretty quickly. And even with Merrill, they said it wasn't the worst kind of hamstring strain. It was just, you know, he just needed the 15 days.
You know, you wrote this week in The Athletic about starting pitchers with the right stuff but bad early season results. And I was kind of hoping when I clicked on there I'd see Dylan Cease's name, because obviously, especially after the last start with 9 runs in 3 innings, the results have been really bad. The velocity doesn't look down. I mean, should we be concerned about what we've seen from Dylan Cease so far?
I think the timing of that start actually kept him out of that piece. He would have totally made the piece if that start had finished before I started writing. because he does have a 115 stuff plus. The slider and the fastball, as always, are elite pitches. The weirdest thing for me is that stuff plus really likes his 77 mile an hour changeup, which I don't. I think that he can't command that pitch that well, and I'm not sure that's the way out. If I was him, I would be trying to develop a cutter, because I think he just needs something that he can throw for strikes when he can't throw his fastball for strikes.
Yeah, he worked on the changeup in the offseason. You know, like, he used to throw just the Ephus stupid one, like, once a game.
Yeah.
And, like, no reason. He's trying to develop into a more of an actual changeup, but it's kind of hit or miss so far.
Yeah, I think so. And for somebody who, like, you know, has command that can go in and out, like, I'd rather he had a pitch that was like his fastball. I mean, you know, I'm seeing a couple sinkers here or there. Like, that could be it, too. In terms of just a pitch that looks different that he could throw into the zone when he's having a little trouble with the fastball. So I think this is just something we see from time to time. If you look at his strikeout rate, it's the same as it was in 2023, and it's not too far from where it was last year. The walk rate's not that far off. The expected number's not that far off. The stuff is there. I'm not really worried about Dylan Cease.
Good. Well, if you're not worried, then I'm definitely not worried. You know, you are always the barometer for my worry when it comes to the Padres pitching staff, especially. You know, Sarris joins us from The Athletic this morning, and I've been salivating all morning waiting to talk to somebody about this, and Paulie's watched a couple of them. Have you checked out the new Red Sox thing on Netflix?
Fantastic.
We had Jen McCaffrey, our writer, come on, and so I've got some secondhand from her. I haven't been able to watch it yet.
I got to tell you, man, to go behind the scenes, right, of a hitter's meeting with a starting pitcher, and hey, this is how we're going to attack J.P. Crawford and Ryan Haniger and all these guys. I was, if you're a baseball fan, I couldn't recommend it enough. But the guy that really jumped out of the off the screen at me, other than Alex Cora, who I think is a really dynamic personality, was Andrew Bailey, who the Red Sox grabbed as their pitching coach. Mm-hmm. Dude, this guy, if you don't already love Andrew Bailey, I think you definitely will. Yeah, after seeing this, the way he came in and started molding, you know, Tanner Houck and Garrett Whitlock and Brian Bello and all these guys, it's so fascinating to watch.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing that happens in baseball sometimes is, and it happens in every sport, is the CYO, is the cover your ass. It's like,
yeah,
you know, don't take any huge chances, because if it doesn't work out, everyone knows you took that chance organizationally or as a coach, and then you're out. But the Red Sox last year threw fewer forcing fastballs than anybody had ever thrown.
Yep.
As a team in the pitch tracking era. And he took some chances with Tanner Houck. Tanner Houck, you know, the conventional wisdom is you need to have a four-seam or a cutter, because that sinker, you can't throw it to lefties. And he stopped throwing his four-seam and just depended on a splitter, you know, and against lefties. And so pitched backwards against lefties, basically, and found a place to put his sinker high in the zone. So, I mean, yeah, Bailey's super smart. He's willing to take chances. And that organization as a whole has adopted this persona where they have their metrics that they believe in, that they think are predictive, and they will develop players towards those metrics, and they sort of unapologetically, like, they believe in bat speed in the minor leagues, and so they develop bat speed in the minor leagues, and so far it's been really good because it's helped Roman Anthony become better, it's helped Christian Campbell become better, and so just as an organization, I think they're doing
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
All right, thanks.
Well, they talked to Craig Breslow, who's the GM and president or whatever. And he says, so the pitch that's hit the hardest in Major League Baseball is a fastball, four-seam fastball. So why would we throw that the majority of the time? So they like abandoned it. And to watch them, in the lab creating and showing guys pitching biomechanics and spin axis and all this stuff and watching those players lap it up. I mean, just like, yeah, whatever can make me better, I can get more outs. It really is a riveting documentary that yep. they've done. And I look forward to them doing it. I mean, it, like, Hard Knocks is kind of worn thin with me. I don't think this would wear thin with me. I really don't. I think they could do every single team, and I'd be invested in it.
There was some risk to that because the whole idea, the reason why the fastball gets hit the hardest and is thrown the most is because it gets thrown the most.
Right.
And it's thrown the most in order to set up the rest of the pitches. You know, they got to a point as a team where they were throwing almost as many sliders as forcing fastballs. And I reported last year that opposing hitting coaches were telling their players to sit slider
yep.
against the Red Sox. And so
it's always chess, right? It's always chess. Like, they're throwing more sliders, so now we sit slider. And it just the way that you watch it unfold with the staff when he's sitting there talking to his guys, and it's truly insane to be that close to the action. It's nuts.
And it makes the story of two Padres relievers even more fascinating. Robert Suarez and Jeremiah Estrada, both of whom at some points in their career, even as recently as last year, would go through long stretches where they throw nothing but fastballs. The piece that Dennis Lynn wrote for The Athletic about Estrada and how the Cubs, used him versus what he's done with the Padres. And then Suarez went like a month last year without throwing anything other than a fastball. But this year, he's only throwing 50% fastballs and way more change-ups and sinkers and has been very effective, as has the Estrada and the rest of that Padres bullpen. I thought, I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but the Padres bullpen has been just so good so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you're all one pitch, then there's no back and forth. I mean, just like the Red Sox example, is like, if you do go hard on the slider and then you do see that people are sitting slider, you've pushed the story, right? You've pushed the aggression. You're the aggressor. So now that they're sitting slider, now I'm going to throw some fastballs, right? So, Suarez can do that better, and Estrada can do that better. If they're throwing these secondaries and, they get it closer to 50-50, whenever they think a hitter is sitting on one of the pitches, they can throw one of the other ones. And it's just less likely. I mean, I think we saw last year with Suarez, he got so predictable, specifically against lefties, trying to throw that high fastball high and away, that we definitely saw hitters just basically, I don't know if they physically moved, towards the plate, but they anticipated that pitch and they put the right swing on the pitch. And so by going more 50-50, you make it harder for them to put the right swing on the right pitch at the right time.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic, smart baseball. The Dodgers, still very good, but I'm almost surprised that we've seen you know, them have to reach so deep into their stable of pitching. We know it's almost limitless, but they had the kid who came up. What was this game name
was
again?
Just Wisniewski or something,
and then Knack had to pitch.
Yeah, Robleski.
Robleski. And then, you know, the fact that they've already, is that in any way, is that something that Dodgers fans and the team should be concerned about?
Look,
here early in the season?
You know, it's one of my main trolls of Dodger fans, right? I did it last year, and that's why we have 14 pitchers. We're going to be so deep. And I said, there's something wrong in your organization, and you keep telling me that there's not, but everybody gets hurt all the time. And, you know, I know people have written pieces about it. I think we've talked to you about it a little bit. What is happening there? And is that, like Ben said, is that something that they ultimately need to look at and find out what they're doing wrong?
I mean, there's two possibilities. One is this is a team that's run by a former Rays executive, and the Rays playbook was always to acquire players with injury risk and just have a lot of them and hope that they are healthy, enough of them are healthy at the right time. Because the players that you acquire that have injury risk are cheaper. So, you know, the Rays got Drew Rasmussen because he'd already had two TJs. You know, he's an amazing pitcher when he's in, but he's been hurt. He's had another arm surgery since, you know. And it's similar to, you know, why was somebody like Tyler Glasnow even available?
Right.
Probably because they, you know, he was getting more expensive and the Rays had said, you know, we have a lot of injury risk guys, but we can trade one away. You know, the other part is, they throw really hard. So if you think about Roki Sasaki, Blake Snell, and Shohei Ohtani, those guys throw really, really hard, and we know that there's a relationship between how hard you throw and stress. And there's a third thing, which is, and this one's actually more nuanced, and I don't know that I'm 100% right on this, but like a lot of what they do seems to be to like limit the amount that these players pitch, right? So they go to six-man rotations. They don't go that deep into the games, and they seem to really limit how many bullets these guys are using. But that can have an adverse effect, because if I'm going to run a marathon, I need to run 5 miles, 8 miles. I need to build up to it, right? And so there's a relationship between how much you train for bulk and how much bulk you can actually give. And so I'm not in their throwing sessions. I don't know their throwing plans, but it's possible they don't throw enough. And I'm saying throw, not pitch. You know, it's possible they don't build up enough and they get in trouble that way, because the throwing at a low velocity and a low effort is like those training runs when you're trying to run the marathon, and you have to do that to get to the really acute stress of a big game. So, you know, that could be something that could be a problem across baseball, and it's really nuanced to talk about, because I'm not trying to say that these guys are babied or that they don't pitch enough. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, we need to look at how much they throw and how much they build up, and if we're really dialing in, if we know they're fatigued that well.
I remember the time you ran a marathon through the winter meetings and then appeared show out of breath.
Out of breath. That was really fun. Oh, he had not built up.
It's possible because I run all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you weren't built up that day. That must have been the very, very beginning of your excursion.
Actually, no, at the end of the winter meetings, I'm always worn down.
Yeah.
You
fair
know
enough.
What I mean?
You know, thank you so much.
Thanks,
as
buddy.
Always, we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Smart Baseball with Eno Saris, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning, because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.